Thunder Bay. The temperature fell to a bone-chilling -32°C in Thunder Bay on Tuesday morning, but some people in the city are still staying in tents. According to Elevate NWO, its outreach workers have located 10 individuals living in encampments in the middle of the winter. It's a big concern for Executive Director Holly Govan and her staff. We were down to just 2 people, and then last week we became aware of another 8 people that are out in camps right now. Our team is actively engaging them on a daily basis, she said. Govan said workers are doing their best to help these individuals find safer places to stay, but are also picking them up in the morning and taking them to a warming center. We do a daily check-in and ensure that they've got food and water and the supplies that they need to be able to hunker down where they are. We also try to identify what's preventing them from staying at the various shelters in town. She said Elevate NWO is sometimes able to negotiate with a shelter if there's a barrier to someone staying there. If it can find a family member or friend who's able to take the person in for a short term, the organization offers help with expenses such as groceries. The people who are still staying in encampments are our top priority for finding safe accommodation, Govan said. During the current cold spell, the organization's warming center on Cumberland Street North has seen more people coming through the door, with the number of daily visits averaging 85 to 100. Across town, at Shelter House in the South Core, the cold snap is also having an impact. The weather is forcing our residents to stay in for the most part, said Executive Director Cal Rankin. We are full. We have 62 beds and we have people coming for shelter. We're trying our best to find accommodations elsewhere for them. Rankin said no one is being turned away without alternate arrangements for a place to stay. It's clear that there's a danger of people freezing if they are outside, or even walking outside, Rankin said. I've asked my staff to be diligent in terms of making sure people get in, and are dressed warm. Shelter House has a shortage of blankets, winter coats, socks, mitts and hats, so donations are welcome. For clients not staying in the facility, it provides these items through a window, but supplies are running low, Rankin said.